This is Dr. XH Balthazar. I am broadcasting once again to present to you my findings from the world of the uncanny. Today, I have a story to share with my listeners that has pulled harshly on my heartstrings. Not more than a week ago, I received a letter from a man named Harrison Williams, who found himself in need of my assistance as an investigator. While Mr. Harrison himself had never listened to my broadcast, an associate of his recommended me as an enthusiast of all things frightening. I cannot say that I do not agree with his statement. In his letters, Mr. Williams was vague about what particular services he required and asked if he could meet me in person. I agreed and asked Mr. Harrison if he would like to meet me in my home office, though he told me he'd prefer to meet over a drink instead. Mr. Williams, thank you for sitting with me today.
Well, I don't have many other options.
Yes, it seemed quite dire to you that we speak. I would like to remind you that I am recording you for my broadcast. Is that all right with you?
Yes. The more people that hear this, the better.
Yes. You have a powerful tool at your disposal. So please, I am interested to learn what the important matter is.
It's about my boy. And well, I guess it's about other boys and girls, keeping them safe.
Go on.
Look at this.
My, what a handsome boy.
That's a picture of Danny. He's standing in that picture. Coming up on 13 now. Danny was born in and raised in Lewiston, Pennsylvania. His mother was never in the picture much, but that's beside the point. He was a regular boy. Fast kid. Loves to throw a ball around and real good at math. Must have gotten that from his mom because he sure didn't get that from me. Yeah, real bright. That's what you gotta understand. He's no dummy, sure. He's young, but he thinks deeply about things and always listens to rules, especially when they're mine. So, a month back, June 3rd, Danny's walking back from school. Now, it's about a 15-minute walk back home from school, a bit further than the other kids, so he's often walking alone for the last bit of it, but it's never been a big deal, as long as he doesn't go walking through the woods. I tell him to stay on the main street, and he always has. Well, on this day, I get a call at work. It's the hospital. They say Danny's been in an accident. I figure it's nothing. I think maybe he broke a bone or something, but they don't tell me more. They just tell me to come quickly. I get to the hospital, and Danny's laying in a hospital bed. And
what did you see?
The holes. Where his eyes are supposed to be there. They're empty. His nose is just a stub. And all the skin on his face has been peeled off. It's just a thin layer left to keep his bones in place. I mean, that's my boy. That's Danny. Doctors kept saying it's a wonder he's alive, but no. The boy's living like that, and that's just no way to live. Fine. Everyone's scared of him. He can't go to school. Can't go anywhere.
My heart is heavy for you, sir. How incredibly frightening. Do the police have any idea what happened?
I fell out of a tree climbing in the woods and ripped his skin off on a branch. Something my boy would never be caught doing. And when Danny told them otherwise, they didn't believe him.
What did he tell them?
He said, a man did it.
A man?
A man with no skin and no eyes, just like him. Said that he was walking home when he was pulled into the woods, and a man took out a knife and... my God, I can't even say it. He stabbed his eyes and then cut the skin off his face. Oh, my poor little boy. I swear the police didn't even listen when my son told them. I never was so ready to choke a man in my life. They say kids come up with crazy stories to get out of trouble. And that with the brain damage he sustained, he's got no case. All because he is a child. Nobody believes him.
How horrendous indeed. Is that why you are here? You want me to find the man that your son speaks of?
Yes.
It is challenging for me to imagine what you must be experiencing. But it is true that children often come up with extravagant stories when they are confused or fearful.
Are you a father, Doctor?
Yes.
And you know what I mean when I tell you that I believe him. A parent knows. Besides, I have a... I think you call it a lead in your line of work. There's a story. A legend. I heard growing up around here. I never seen him, but it was whispered around the town about a man. Well, he was a boy then. They said his name was Ray. And when he was a young boy, he climbed one of those electrical poles because he was trying to get a look at a bird's nest, and he was electrocuted. And even though it was so bad that he should have died, he didn't. No, but he did lose his eyes and the skin on his face. Maybe he's looking for payback or he's gone crazy. I don't know, but it's a weird coincidence. My boy ended up looking the same as him. Now look, I don't have the tools to find this guy. That's what I need you for.
Mr. Williams... it is intriguing, but...
please. I am a man on his knees seeking justice. Please. Just find him. And let me do the rest.
Okay. I will do my best to find what I can and report back to you.
You are a generous man, Doctor.
Listeners, I thank you for staying tuned in through such a heartbreaking story. No matter what the true cause of the injuries are, the young boy has lived through an immense hardship, and his courage cannot be overemphasized. Upon taking Mr. Williams' case, I have found that his tale about Ray is in fact no tale at all, but is rather a real story. Raymond Robinson, who went by Ray, did truly undergo such injuries as a young man, but is said to have died 2 years ago at the age of 60. However, his death may have been fabricated because word of a man who matches his features in age is said to have been spotted working as a freak in a traveling circus in the mid-Atlantic region. I was doubtful at first, but after climbing further down this rabbit hole, I have found a string of similar cases to Danny's that have been reported in this region. I fear that Raymond Robinson's death may have been a hoax and that he is out there, forcing his own unfortunate injuries upon others. I will continue looking into this, but that is all for tonight. As always, thank you for tuning in, friends. I wish you goodbye and good night.